We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. I'm glad to report there are no absentees, and that means I can introduce a panel consisting of John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, a first question to you. K-492 is the Köchel number of the Marriage of Figaro. So how come this is K-609?
I suppose it's because Mozart used the tune again in another piece.
Yes. You ferreted that out, didn't you? Yes, that's right. In what sort of a piece? One of five for orchestra, K-609.
Little dances,
yes,
or something.
Yes, contra dance, that's right. He used non pure and dry again.
You know,
there's a tremendous amount of that there, wasn't there?
Oh, a lot of that, yes, a lot of that. Yes. But you know, recently, you know that one that has sleigh bells in it?
The Mozart piece.
And the conductor turned to the sleigh bell player at rehearsal and said, more espressivo, please. Ding, 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 ding. Musical joke.
I had a letter from a teacher of music, Miss Olga Townend of Halifax, passing on some delightful howlers, I thought, from O-level examination music papers. And I had to do a couple of them. When Mozart's father died, he wrote in G minor. And another one, the music opens mysteriously with a baritone asking how long he has to live in D minor. Well, Frank, we move on. Here are...
Yes, please.
Right. Here are the Montagues and Capulets at odds, as usual.
Sir, Tchaikovsky.
Would you like the question?
Oh.
Frank, which of the two lovers was the Montague and which the Capulet?
Now I can help you there, Steve.
Yes, you can. Good.
There's a mnemonic, you see, because the word Capulet means a pimple on a horse's hock. So, which needs nursing.
Ah, I'm so with there, already. Yes.
Yeah. So therefore, yes. The Capulet, yes, is Juliet, and
right.
Montague is a male name.
Yes,
that's
another.
Before another his son went for Burton, it means that he Romeo Montague and Miss Juliet,
right.
Capulet.
Romeo Montague, Juliet Capulet. We won't go into the Jets and the Sharks. That would take another 10 minutes.
About the Guelphs and the Ghibellines.
Now, that's different altogether. Back to the O-level exam papers quoted by Miss Townend, because I was pleased to learn from one of them. One child wrote, Tchaikovsky never married, but an old lady gave him an annual alliance.
That's good.
That's nice. And there's a technical one, which is, I think, is absolutely delightful, and is also right. Consecutive fifths make music sound empty, like the monks used to sound. Especially on Fridays. Ian, a lady musing on love, where, please, is she to be found?
Yes, I know this.
Oh, good. Where would you find her?
It comes from Der Freischütz.
That's right.
Agatha.
Agatha, yes.
Agatha.
I'm going back to Miss Townend's pupils for a couple more definitions. Recitative It's a piece of music telling people to go somewhere or do something. And a title of a Mendelssohn composition called Calm Sea and Phosphorus Voyage. On to Dennis. Dennis, which singer, which song, and which language? Singer, song, language.
We've come a long way from Kirchhoff numbers, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, it's Beautiful Dreamer.
Yes.
And it's sung in what sounds like Dutch to me.
Yes, you're very close.
Oh.
It's a sort
Flemish.
Of, yeah. No, a sort of Dutch, but
it's not another one of Miss Townend's.
Well, no,
no.
Did you get the singer?
It's a country and western singer, because you can tell, you know, but I don't know which one.
Well, it was Jim Reeves.
Oh, was it?
But you got the title, and you were, I think, half a mark out of one. The language was Afrikaans.
Oh.
Afrikaans was the language. A last comment from one of these Halifax students. The double bass stands on the floor. The player usually stands beside it. My thanks to Miss Townend of Halifax.
I should think so. She's done half the script this week.
Yes, she has. But it isn't only youngsters who make mistakes. I found a rather charming reference in the Daily Telegraph to the Bournemouth Sympathy Orchestra. Fine body of men and warm-hearted with it. Mm. The question came to my mind, what do they play, the Bournemouth Sympathy Orchestra? I'll be asking you for later on. Meanwhile, there's some pretty weird names in the titles of musical compositions. People's names. For example, John, what's this?
Well, it's undoubtedly music by Malcolm Arnold.
Yes.
That there's no...
Strange name of an overture.
Tam O'Shanter.
No, it's much stranger than that.
Oh, Bekkus the Dandy Pratt.
Yes, Bekkus the Dandy Pratt, an overture by Malcolm Arnold. Fair enough, give the mark. Frank, on a slightly different musical plane, who
yes,
is...
Yes, please.
Who is this?
There's no turkey in Turkestan, just like this turkey rhubarb, and whose name is...
Whose name is what?
I didn't understand. I didn't really follow the previous lyric.
Tommy Handley singing about a Turk in Turkestan whose name is... And the music goes on.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Very little
you know,
else it could have done. Really.
Anybody in the audience know whose name is? Shinanakidar. Thank you very much. Yes, whose name is Shinanakidar?
Who's that elderly gentleman? So kindly helped.
Yes.
Half a mark.
Ian, a concert party... No marks.
Oh, he's severe.
Ian, a concert party signature tune that I've noticed is not normally named these days. I'll play it on the piano.
That's one of those... The things that you associate with seaside concert parties.
Very much.
We hope that you've enjoyed that.
Yes, it was meant to be, yes. Was it?
I don't know what it's called.
Dennis. Dennis does.
The exact words, and you will realise why it isn't said so often these days, is, oh, come and listen to the gay white coons.
The gay white coons, that's
yeah,
right.
They'll keep you happy with their merry tunes.
Yeah.
Harry S. Pepper.
Dennis, who was this gentleman?
Ever knew who's the man our presidents tell all their troubles to? No, it isn't Mr. Bryan, and it isn't Mr. Hughes. I'm mighty proud that I'm allowed a chance to introduce
Barney Google. Yeah.
Barney Google.
Barney Google with the goo goo googly eyes.
Yes, the Andrews sisters, and you've got
yeah, actually
beautiful
a man called. It was written by Billy Rose. It was one of his early songs. And a man called Deems Taylor, who you may know was music sort of John Amos of his day, said that it was possibly the worst song in the history of the music business. That's two interesting things about it. One, to make such an observation, and secondly, that early, people like John Amos and music critics and critics in general were using the cop-out of the word possibly before they made a judgment. Yes. Right?
Word that never passed John's lips.
I'm not attacking you. No. I'm attacking your ilk.
Never passed your lips.
No.
Let us proceed. Back in our school days, and for all I know, perhaps in schools now, teachers would tap out rhythms, get the class to name them or copy them. I'm going to tap out rhythm on this cigar box, thoughtfully provided by the BBC from our executive producer's personal store. All the tunes are martial. John, what is this? It starts on the first beat of the bar, and I'll give you a little count in to help. Right, 3, 4. Is there anybody there?
Romeo and Juliet.
Any idea, John?
Try the national anthem.
Marsh Slav, Tchaikovsky.
Oh, I thought it was the Dead March in Song.
No.
Speed it up.
Right. Now, I'm playing the ball at what I think is the right tempo. Your turn, Frank. One, two. Yes, but what is it?
It's a march of the toy soldiers.
Nearly, the parade of the wooden tin soldiers, or wooden soldiers.
Iron, plastic soldiers. But they've got things there.
Yes. You have a mark, that's right. Yes. Ian, what is this marching theme? I'll give you a count in. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, that's right. Pop. We think we've got it.
Yes, but what's it called? Now all we need to know is what it's called.
It's Babes in Toyland.
It's from the Babes in Toyland suite. Very good, by Victor Herbert. It's the parade or the march of the toys.
Oh, is it?
That's right, yes. Also, that rhythm I played could be a song that I remember Cyril Richard used to sing called I'm One of the White
Horse
Warriors.
Warriors. Yes.
One of the Red Tape Brigade.
Yeah. Used to come on going...
Yes. With a stroke of the pen, I send thousands of men making bicycle clips for the troops. Dennis, yours really is a march. 1, 2, 3.
It's the King and
King
I.
And
I. Yes, isn't it? It's the March of the Chinese Children.
Not quite.
The Siamese. Yes.
The March of the Siamese Children. In this next round, the title of the music is also the title of a famous painting. One mark for the picture, another mark for the name of the artist who painted it. So this is out of two, possibly. John, yours needs translating from French into Italian. Can you try for a French title? One word. Seasonal.
No idea.
No.
Seasonal.
L'automne.
No, it's by Debussy, it's printemps. Translate into Italian, please.
Primavera.
And the painting by?
A Botticelli.
In the Uffizi, yes.
Half a mark for the accent.
Yes. Sorry, half a mark for Botticelli and half for the accent. Why not? Total one mark. Frank, again, the name of a picture and its painter, please.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? What nation turns its lonely eyes to you? Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe has left his barn away.
Hey, Frank, picture.
Hey, little blue boy. the song is Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
So presumably the pictures of Mrs. Robinson. It's
yes.
a portrait.
Yes, it
it's
is.
A portrait.
By?
Oh, you know this.
Is it Perdita?
Yes, Perdita.
Ah.
Her name was Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Thomas Robinson.
Painted by?
By about 17...
By 1787.
By 1781. Gainsborough.
Yes, at Gainsborough in the Wallace Collection.
She was mistress of...
Two marks.
Pliny.
Mm, lovely looking lady, too. Ian, Dennis's question is rather easy, so to make up for it, yours is perhaps a little bit difficult. Oh. A set of eight paintings, also a set of engravings, not to mention a ballet and an opera.
Enjoyed that.
Yes.
Yes.
You should. It's by a compatriot of yours.
By a compatriot of mine?
Yes. Ooh. Gavin Gordon wrote that.
Oh, Gavin Gordon.
Were you about to tell me the name of the picture?
No, I was not. I was not.
Just from the clue, is it anything to do with the Rake's Progress?
Yeah. Your side's got it. It's the Rake's Progress.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, well, because just all that pile-up of descriptions that he gave.
Oh, yes, of course, he wrote the ballet music.
Ballet Sadler's Wells, that lovely ballet score. Yes, yes. And, of course, the opera by Stravinsky.
Yes.
It's in the Soane Museum, the painter, Dennis...
Hogarth.
Dennis, in your case, I'm going
it's
to...
It's an easy one, you said.
Yes.
Right. Nat Cole in the Louvre.
No, that's not where he wrote it.
No. Anything worse, more than that is difficult,
no.
I'll tell you.
It is in the Louvre, I'll tell you. I'm going to render for you one bar of music only. It's the title, and I want the painting and the artist. You ready?
Whistler's mother-in-law.
Yes. Could you give me a more precise, a more correct
yes.
title for the picture in the Louvre?
It's called Something in... Grey and blue.
Right. Ray, no,
grey
right. and arrangement in grey and black.
I was told of a graffiti that said Whistler's mother was framed.
Well, now to this orchestra that I mentioned earlier, the Bournemouth Sympathy Orchestra.
Oh, yes.
As mentioned in the... You've all forgotten, haven't you? As mentioned in the Daily Telegraph of some little while ago. What ought they to play? The Bournemouth
Tears.
Sympathy Orchestra. Tears. Tears for souvenirs. Yes.
That or Tea and Sympathy.
Yes.
I won't say any more.
Frank, have you come up with anything?
String orchestra yes. with additional strings
yes.
Which vibrate without being played and therefore give symphonic...
Sympathetic strings.
Strings. So they play slightly louder.
Yes.
If you ask what they play. And you did ask me what
yes.
they play.
Get sympathetic strings, yes. Ian.
I'll walk beside you and try a little tenderness.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. On to Dennis.
Well, I think the best kind of sympathy is tacit sympathy. So they play tacit, which means they don't make
don't
any noise
play
at all.
Sad songs, on the whole, make up our non-competitive final round this week, beginning with Frank. And, ready, Frank? The party's over.
This is such a wonderful song that I hesitate to do anything at all about it. I always burst into tears when I hear it, let alone sing it. I'm sure you'll burst into tears. So the party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. You thought it was right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party is over. it's all over. I've
moment to remember, wasn't it, that? Right. One last kiss beneath the kind star's light. A line from John's song, I Hear You Calling Me.
And I hear a certain tenor calling me. I hear you calling me. You called me when the moon had veiled her night. Before I went from you into the night, I came, do you remember? One last kiss beneath the kind star's light. I hear you calling me.
Dennis, 3 meals a day.
Just tell me the tune, because emotionally I've been drained.
Giving 3 meals a day and a little bit of supper. A motorbike to take him to his work at 12. 3 hours off for dinner, 3 hours off for tea. 2 hours rest between his meals, he'll be happy. Stand on me, a few pounds to spend and a few for his friend. Give him 9 weeks holiday in 10. Then he'll live just like the management, and he'll never go on strike again.
I looked up Shenandoah in a gazetteer, and it simply said, var Usa Trib of Potomac Ur. Nothing like so poetic as the Ian Wallace version, Shenandoah.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, I'm bound. The wide Missouri, oh Shenandoah, I love your daughter.
We're bound to go to with a parting shot that the victory on this particular occasion goes to Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Bye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.